as I'm surrounded by a sound and light show, as most households have chosen today to have their fireworks. I'm also surrounded by a rather thick soup of fog. Welcome to the Big Bang for day 7 of Napple Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave, and welcome to day 7 of Napple Pomo. I suppose the fog I mentioned could equally be of the weather kind, or expended firework smoke. Whichever it is, it's nice to be out in. So yes, I'm out in the fresh air again this evening, recording this before I settle down for the evening and watch some quality television with the family. If you've been watching the news over the last few hours, you'll know that it's incredibly likely that Joe Biden will become the new president, or is the new president-elect of the United States of America. I'm pleased for the US because I think it's about time that the United States actually had a president running the country. Donald Trump's behaviour over the last week, in my opinion, has just cemented... Thank you. Nice. Has just cemented for me how utterly unsuited he is to lead, acting like a petulant child throughout the entire election process, claiming fraud and malpractice, and also claiming victory when it was incredibly clear that it wasn't going to happen. Apparently he has 6 lawsuits in different states, presumably calling foul of the electoral process in those states, but most of those had been filed before the in-person voting had actually been completed. You're being rude now. Oh, stop it. He has long claimed that postal voting is open to fraud, despite actually having used postal voting himself for years, as he's not been living in the state that he was registered in. So that's a brilliant case of hypocrisy. But his dislike of postal voting is likely to be related to the fact that he has been pushing in-person voting throughout his campaign, whereas Joe Biden has been pushing for postal voting in order to assist the social distancing effort. So because the in-person votes will be counted first, which will seemingly give Trump the initial edge, the postal votes, which may be Biden favoured, will come in afterwards. I wonder if that's why Trump was so keen to get the count stopped, so that his initial lead would be retained. Whatever it is, this is far from over. I don't know whether Trump is now limited in the things that he can do, now that it's likely he will be leaving the White House in January. I mean, you don't kick out a system administrator from your company and then leave the keys with him during his notice period, do you? That's what garden leave is for. And Trump isn't exactly what I would call altruistic. I've also heard talk that Trump could end up in jail. I'm not entirely sure how that would happen. I don't know the details. But if that were to happen, then Mike Pence, Trump's vice president, would take over as president. I wonder if that's Trump's plan. If he could persuade President Pence to exercise his presidential pardon to get Trump out of whatever dark pit of doom he manages to get himself into. Interesting times for everyone, I think. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp, wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Also, please let me know if you have any thoughts on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything else you would like me to cover off in a future episode. Forgive me, I'm absolutely shivering. It's freezing cold out here. Drop me an email to slurp@thelovebug.org or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/bang. I was hoping that there would be a well-timed firework go off there, but no, clearly not. If you like what I'm doing, please leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or you can just drop me an email and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you for listening. You can find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. You're late. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, don't play with fireworks, and I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.